MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Warning, listening or viewing The Sully Show in large quantities could result to having the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and no balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening. Hi. How's it going?
What up?
Welcome to the Sully Show here on More Light Radio.
We are like
I'm Sully, broadcasting live from Bristol, Connecticut. We got Adam.
What's going on?
Adam's here in his bright yellow zombie shirt. And then, of course, we got our own Danielle from Newport, Rhode Island, and her significant other, Greg, who's to her left, I think.
What's up with that?
They've been rotating seats lately. Gotta love it. And then, of course, we got my man, Punchy, from Range 2. I'm switching him over right now. Maybe you'll see him. There he is. There's Punchy. It's good stuff. Oh, he's got his bent on. What is that? Another Daniel Bryan shirt?
A Henry shirt.
Ah, my Henry, the better. Come on into the chat. Go to morelightradio.com/wine. Enjoy. It'll be fun. We got a lot to do today. Lots to talk about. And only a few hours. Which kind of sucks, I guess. Because, you know, sometimes I like doing a longer show. Sometimes, not all the time, sometimes.
Mine's always longer.
The show, I mean. That's what she said.
Giggity.
Giggity, giggity. All right.
All right.
Yeah, I was originally going to just be in chat, but then I realized I haven't done many shows in a few days, so I was starting to get cold sweats and withdrawal.
Wait, why? No, why? Like, why haven't you done any shows?
Oh, aside from Brains 2 and the Nerd Hour, like N360 and 420. No.
Those are your normal shows.
Yeah.
Your show whore.
The week before was very radio guest appearance heavy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you were on ours. You're always on 360 on 420 and Brain Stew.
Just trying to do my show, guys. Well, oddly enough, there was no Brain Stew last week.
Why?
That was the Kevin drunk day.
Oh, yes. Yes. But you did it this Friday, right?
The red I was on becoming like a third or fourth mic on that show.
Wow, you're like...
I did 420 on 360 last week. Those guys are hilarious. We had so much fun.
Punchy, you're like...
I'm like the Borg.
You're the radio slut.
Yeah. You're the girl we pass around and like... You know,
I'll
like,
never
hey,
admit.
Hey she's a good girl. I mean, she'll give you a good time. But you got to make sure you wrap it before we do an interview with you. You're on the show.
The AJ Lee of radio.
I don't know if you can catch something over the radio, but you might give it out.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Radio herpes.
Radio herpes.
That'll end up on Daytime Divas.
Things better than live from the morgue, right?
Yeah.
Hashtag.
Radio herpes.
Hashtag. Got to do the hashtag.
Right. I even guessed it on that show back in the day.
Really?
Yeah. Before all the shit went down, when they were still pretty new, I actually guessed it on that show.
So what you're saying is you sold yourself to the devil.
Listen, I'll do it. I'll anything to promote.
Okay. Right.
Anything?
That might be how the radio herpes outbreak started.
Bounce. Crack. Bow. Wow. Wow. Somebody patient, hashtag that. Radio
patient
herpes.
Zero. Patient zero.
Patient zero. Like that show is like the sketchy girl at the bar, and you're kind of like, I don't think I should. There's a visible infection somewhere on her, but it's been a while.
Just have a couple more drinks and join our show.
Yeah. Then you justify it in your head, like, you know what? That just could be a pimple. A really big, awkward-looking pimple. Yeah, that's what that is.
Oh, and there's another one.
Jay, I want to suck your cock.
So
live from the morgue there. Granted, Lust and Love is a few chairs down, but the confidence isn't quite up enough to call Lust and Love yet, so...
Do.
Get a few drinks and bear it out and go on live from the morgue. That was basically that thought process.
D's got a puppy.
I got a puppy. I got a puppy.
For those on Ustream, D's got a puppy.
What up? This is Monster.
Oh, shit. I didn't even turn on.
Hey, you can't put Greg's penis on camera.
Oh, that's Godzilla.
That's Godzilla, my dear.
Same thing.
Tomato. Wow. All right, let's see here. I got to make sure I do this right. There we go. All right.
Are you recording?
I am recording. Everything's recording.
Very loving.
Say that again, Greg.
So Godzilla's not a monster. He's very loving.
Ah, yes. Yes.
Sure he is.
So we've got news, and I've let just about everybody know, except for Punchy. I didn't tell Punchy yet.
Uh-oh.
I know. It's exciting.
I didn't even tell JT yet, who should be coming back within the next couple of weeks. He's waiting on actually getting a set schedule, which will be cool. So who knows? JT might come back and we could still have Punchy. It'll be great. It'll be wonderful.
That'll be a massive cast.
Probably.
That would be an epic show.
Technically, if you think about it, we would be the new Fifth Circle.
What does that mean? Then the main host will end up getting a job at a strip club and not being able to do the show as much.
Sully.
Hey, I already work in a bar.
I know.
It's one step away.
We're getting there.
I've heard.
Wait, there's strippers there? What? Say what?
Dude, you've seen some of the people that go into the ranch.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I mean, I just assumed this. You know, Southington, Bristol area, that's just what happens, but...
It's just what happens.
How many people are sending me Facebook messages? What the hell is going on? I'm trying to do a show, people.
Well, stop responding to it.
I don't even know what's what.
Get an intern to respond.
I wish I had an intern.
Get one.
Just advertise it on Craigslist. It's reputable.
Yeah.
I could just go to Connecticut School of Broadcasting. That'd
there you
be
go.
Even better.
Can I help interview her?
If you want to find out.
I like how you say her.
most guys, most people that get into radio are guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think we should break that barrier.
But there are very few women that actually get into radio.
I'm trying
radio.
To break that barrier. Thank
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
See, look at this. I mean,
and if Danielle was,
how can you go wrong with that cute
and
face?
And if Danielle was three times more funnier, she would definitely be breaking that barrier down
harder.
I'm kidding. You're really funny.
Oh, snap. He did it.
That's okay. She's
bringing the snort back.
It's in her corn flakes.
I still gotta go through the audio and freaking record her, like, take just her snorting and put it as a button.
Remix.
Yeah, you're supposed to do that.
I was supposed to do that a year and a half ago.
Put it on the list of things you're supposed to have done already.
Yeah, yeah. So
hashtag next week.
So are you guys ready for the news?
Yep.
Everybody ready for the news? This is big.
Yep.
We can now have people call in.
That's awesome.
Yep. We can.
It's also very scary.
Which means, yeah, it is very scary. Which means if you want to be part of the show, add to the conversation, depending on the topic that we're discussing. Or just, you know, add to like the dumbass of the week or whatever. You can do that. Everybody can do that. How cool is that?
Tell us how, Sully.
Well, I will. The number is 860. Write that down. 860. All right. 506-5312. That's right. You can now call into the show. 860-506-5312.
You must ask your parents' permission before you call it in, though.
Yes, yes. If you're under 18, by all means.
If you're under 18, you shouldn't be listening to us.
And if you're over 18 and you're a girl, then send a headshot as well.
As a matter of fact, just
directed to Adam.
Yes.
Just because I'm that awesome, okay? I'm going to put my lower thirds up on the screen.
Oh, lower thirds.
Oh, that's
right. We're going there.
Lower thirds. I went there. All right. Now here's the best part. Punchy, that was quick, by the way.
Yeah, no, I heard knocking on my door, so I had to make sure it wasn't someone important.
Yeah, you did. Just because I can, and I'm going to do this live, right on the air here. 860. You write that down? 860.
Yeah.
506-5312. right there live. So everybody can see it, and if they want to call in, you're more than welcome to. Be a part of the show. It's what we do. That's right.
Be a part of the show and be a star.
Be a star.
Although I'm not going to lie, there's a few I hope don't call in because I don't want to get like
bombarded.
On-air rage. You know who I'm talking about.
Hold on. I just had a new follower. His name is Matt McStinkybutt.
The Australian one?
Oh, little Matt. Yeah. That's a long distance call for him.
Yeah.
Well, that's international charges.
He can go good day himself. I don't care.
And he Skypes in, so like he wouldn't call the number anyway. And also, he just sounds too rapey when he calls in general.
He really does.
He's got a rapey voice.
Oh, no joke. Punchy, I know you do some pretty good impressions, so let's practice this. Just to give Adam and D exactly the way little Matt sounds, okay?
All right.
Sully Show, who's this?
Hi, this is little Matt. I'm going to lock you in my clothes and rape you.
That's how he sounds.
I got chills. I got chills.
I'll remove the spit guard here and the pop filter.
That's all you hear. And then he starts talking.
I'm telling you, it's weird.
Well, here's why you...
Put the bucket.
Put the lotion in the basket.
I've heard him like without him whispering, and he sounds like Ashley from England with an Australian accent and not hitting puberty yet. But like, and the reason why he whispers is because he doesn't want to let his he's still like a kid. Like I think he just recently turned 18.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So like he still lives at home, obviously, and. He doesn't want his parents to know.
Did I just see somebody walking behind you?
Yeah, that was Christy.
Oh.
He doesn't want his parents to hear that he's listening to certain shows. Like, for example, just trying to do my show, guys.
Trying to do my show.
Okay. Trying, you know. I guess even in that savage land, Australia, he'd get in trouble for calling in more like radio shows.
I wonder why, because... We're really not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys aren't.
We don't give a rapey vibe off, I don't think.
That's all you hear.
Only Adam.
Hey. Never, ever been charged or convicted, Greg. Remember that, okay?
You guys are like the Brian Regan of More Like Radio.
Well, when you have to inflate them, they're not going to press charges.
Of course they're not going to press charges, because they know I could deflate them at any minute now. Bam. I can take a life out of him.
Would you really refer to us as the Brian Regan of More Like Radio?
I'm not even sure what that reference is about.
You're the cleanest show on the station. Then again, like...
We push the limits.
Think of the shows that are on More Like Radio.
Oh, I can tell you right now we're the cleanest.
Yeah, well, I mean, Matt does have some say in that because he's given me the stare a few times when I've dropped the F-bomb a few more times than I probably should. So
I give it to Danielle, too. She can't see.
Oh, yeah. He gives
it
to me all the time.
I know. I get that evil eye, almost like The Rock. If The Rock did crack, he did like the eyebrow. It's like halfway up. Like,
see, I personally don't mind it. I really don't. I don't mind the language. But, yeah, I do try to keep a clean show just because that's just the way I like to do things, you know? Especially because I know they don't listen right now. But every now and then, my brother will have the show on live. And with the girls running around, all I need is for my 3-year-old and 7-year-old niece to go, "What did Uncle Matt say?" And then I'm screwed. You know?
What does the shocker mean?
The what?
You know what the shocker is?
It means Silk the Shocker.
Yeah, I don't think they're talking about the rap star. I don't think so.
No,
most likely not.
Well,
okay, Daniel, I need you to Google that. Just,
what?
I don't want to tell you on
Google
air
it.
If you don't know what the shocker
is. No. Tell it.
Okay.
You're allowed.
The shocker is when you take two fingers in one orifice.
She knows what it is.
Oh, she does, Greg?
Oh, I know what the shocker means. Are you kidding? I was saying that's what Matt's little niece would be asking him. What does that mean?
I thought you were asking me, and I was like, wow.
No.
I've heard all kinds of stuff on your other shows, and I know for a fact you know what that is.
Yeah.
With Godzilla, she knows.
My textbook definition of that is two in the pink.
Yeah, two in the pink, one in the stink.
I like the minivan.
Oh, no.
Dirty Mike said he's going to get ear herpes.
What?
Dirty Mike.
You're welcome.
Hey, ear herpes is not a real thing that I'm aware of.
Yet.
Yet. Wait, I got to Google that. Hold on.
Google it. Google
ear herpes.
I am going to Google that, actually.
Google it.
I'm going to Urban Dictionary it.
Oh, no.
I found some great stuff on Urban
Dictionary. Ew, there are such things as ear herpes.
That's disgusting.
It's like a skin outbreak. It's like a skin thing. It just so happens that the genitals and mouth are the two places that typically get it. But like, I'm pretty sure if any part touches the infected area, it could get an outbreak.
Oh, toe herpes. I don't want that.
So that leaves to the imagination how these people got ear herpes.
Well, I could see it because if you're kissing on the ear.
It's an episode of Family Guy and they're having ear sex.
Yeah. It's all the kids are doing it now.
It's all the rage.
Exactly.
It is all the rage.
If you have a penis that's like, it's like a shape of a Q-tip, it's all the rage.
This week on Lust and Love, ear herpes.
The Urban Dictionary definition, by the way, a ringing sensation in the auditory receptors, commonly after playing music very loud.
Really?
That's what Urban Dictionary says.
Wow. That's kind of messed weird. Up, not going to lie.
Kind of a letdown.
Yeah. It's kind of sucks.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Kind of sucks, not going to lie.
Kind of blows. I wish they had more, because they're... I picture there really being real ear herpes and not it being just the buzzing in your ear from after listening to something loud.
Well, add something on there. You can always add on to Urban Dictionary. I've added stuff there before.
Good point. I'll just put the gift that keeps on giving just on your ears.
Are you on UrbanDictionary.com right now?
Yes, I am.
Look up pillow blowies.
What?
Yeah.
Pillow blowies?
Yeah. I think that's the one there. We added that like 2 years ago, and it's pretty funny.
Pull it up right now.
All
right. I want you to pull it up. I want you to tell me exactly what it is you said it was.
By the way, it got 3 up and 20 down, but okay, people, LOL. This is a pillow blowy. When a person is giving you a oral, LOL, they hold a pillow over your face. You can also do self-pillow blowies and hold the pillow over your own face if someone gives you a oral.
Wow.
Girls and guys can enjoy this act. Just please don't ask where we got this from. Oh, such a bad story, yet we find humor in anything.
Yeah.
And then the usage of the word is pillow blowies are awesome.
Yes, that is actually...
Wow.
The story behind is really messed up, and I'd rather not say it on the air. I'll tell you off of the air. But that's how it came up with the idea of the whole pillow blowies thing, and it became a thing. And there's also what they call a Bridgeport pillow blowy.
I don't even want to know what that is.
That's when they.
I don't want to know anything that has the word Bridgeport in it.
That's where they put a gun to your head and a pillow over your face and then do that.
The only problem I have with the definition, the way it's written, is the fact that when I read it, I just picture a off-the-boat immigrant typing it.
Ba-dum-bum.
But otherwise, it's a hilarious concept.
Man.
Pillow blowy.
That grossed you out with the crabs thing we were last week, but didn't gross you out?
No, what really grossed me out was what I saw on Facebook on Friday night. Ugh.
What did you see?
Well, the video itself was titled a 25-year-old blackhead, but I know for a fact it was not a blackhead, that it was certainly some type of larvae or something from a bug. And they were, it's like 6 minutes of them trying to pull this thing out. Oh, it's gross.
Yeah.
It really is. It's disgusting. If you watch, the sick part is I watched the whole thing.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, ugh, this is, why am I watching this? And then I'm still watching it. I'm going, oh my God, I can't believe I'm actually watching this.
Ugh, it's so gross.
All of a sudden, I get to the end. I'm like, yeah, that's not a blackhead. Sorry. I don't think so. I don't think so. Doesn't work that way. But it was gross. It was worse than... there was a video a couple of years ago that somebody posted where they say it's a big pimple, but it wasn't a pimple. It had to have been a cyst or something.
Yeah.
and it, you know, they cut it and they're popping it and it's just ugh.
Yeah.
Gross. And to think I watched all of Two Girls in One Cup.
Oh my God.
But I can watch the gross stuff. Go figure.
Yeah.
Go figure. Oh, wow. All of a sudden I'm getting like full body shivers. I'm like, okay, I'm gross out right now. Although, I guarantee you that if we put it on for Danielle, she would gag in a second.
Two Girls?
No. The video that I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm sure she would too. I'm just gagging thinking about it. I don't even know what she...
Notice how she's ignoring us.
I'm not ignoring you.
Yeah.
No, I watched the whole Two Girls in One Cup video.
Yeah, but that's not the video that I'm talking about.
Are you talking about the blackhead video?
Yeah.
I don't know. I might be able to stick it out.
Want to get a reaction video out of her?
Let's see what we got here. Am I
going into that Google thing?
Yep, I'm gonna see if I can pull it up on the Google Hangouts here. And actually, let me do this here. New Hangout. And we'll do that. And go. And we'll open up the window. And it says call. Ah!
What the?
Hang up. And the whole thing just closed out on me. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
You guys, I don't know.
I know. Google Hangouts. They, it really is. This is gross. You're going to be like, ew. Sign in.
What do I get myself into?
Well, if you must know.
Well.
If you must know, let me do this. That's not what I want. I want a new party. Yes. New
party over here.
A new party.
I'm over here now.
I'm over here now. That's how we roll. Let's see. Let's see here. Falcone. Nope.
What up?
I'll just put.
By the way, the image I'm posting, I'm expecting to see a lot of starting next week.
Would it be a wrestling thing?
Ah.
49ers. Nice.
And the team they play first this season is Hammy's favorite team.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
Who's Hammy's team?
Here's.
Nice.
All right. Here's how we're going to do this. We are going to go here, and I'm going to pull up Danielle's Facebook page, and hopefully this works the right way, because it's been a while since I've done it, because we haven't had to have the Google Hangouts open. Now we're gonna do that. So you know what to do. As soon as you go in there, you gotta mute your microphone, because otherwise it's gonna echo.
I want to point out, if anybody's picking before Hammy's team in the more like radio league, Hammy's team is the Aurora Jokers. If the team picking right before him takes Aaron Rodgers, I will laugh my nuts off.
Wow. All right, so if I'm before him, I'll take Aaron Rodgers.
I just sent it to your Facebook, Adam, so you can just go right on there with your password.
I have it pulled up, Matt, and muted.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad. All right. Now, you guys need to pull up the YouTube.
A lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but...
Should have pre-done this.
Well, it should already be in the Google Hangouts.
I'm trying to get in the Google Hangouts. I don't know.
25-year-old.
I just want to get these reaction.
Oh, it's pretty bad. It really is.
It looks like it hurts.
Right. Can I have it up?
All right. Now, just because I can. And we're not going to play the whole thing. Let's see here. Let me... All right, there we go. All right, actually. Nope, that's not what's supposed to be going on there. Screen source 2. Nope. Screen source 3. Yes, but not set up the right way. So we will change that to... I love doing this live on air, because, you know, why would anything stay the same when I
You've already had enough Sully effect today, and now you're going to add to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just cruising for it to happen.
Yeah. Go figure. Okay. Let's do that. See, at least I could do this live on air, and nobody would really yell at me because they're like, well, what's he doing? Because we can't see. You'll see. Don't worry. I promise. And let me tell you, it's kind of gross. All right. Now, D, do you have your YouTube up?
You're such a dick. Yeah.
What?
Sorry, Greg just threw a tennis ball at me.
Spousal abuse.
Good
spousal
boy. Abuse. Hit her in the head. Hit her in the head.
All right, I have it up.
All right. So you got the YouTube, right? Do you have it up?
No.
You can't see it?
No, I don't care. I just want to see her reaction. Okay. I'm looking at the screen right now just so I can hear her reaction.
Because, I mean, if you want, you can just get up over here and look. But
I just ate lunch, so I don't want to, like, throw that up all over your screen.
Trust me, you don't want to do that.
So I'm going to go ahead and just go off the reaction of D and just laugh at that.
Right. I'm scared already.
So I'm gonna do a split screen here. And I'm going to lower the everything so I can actually record this because it's pretty gross. Now, like I said, I'm not going to play the whole thing.
Okay.
Punchy, can you see it yet?
Not yet.
Did you click on the Google links on the Skype that I sent you?
Actually, like, my browser's weird, so I'm actually having to make a new window.
Okay. Well, I'm going to hit play.
Okay.
Good luck,
D. I can't wait.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, it does.
Now, for those that are just listening to the audio,
can't quit now.
You can see.
Get the tweezers.
That they're, you know, trying to get this
Here.
Thing out.
This thing is huge. Tweet that off.
I mean, it looks like a spider bite hole.
It looks like a tick.
Don't get a flashlight.
It does. It looks like that, but I don't know
if a tick had gamma radiation. Make them a material, honey. Big.
Yeah. And John is
huge.
Which one? Johnny's desk.
Oh, that's my God.
Door. You open. There's
look. Look at the screen. Don't look away.
The sad part is I watched this whole thing.
Mama Naima.
I watched the whole thing.
Why?
Oh, my God. That's priceless.
I mean, dude, come here. You've got to see what I'm showing her right now, okay? It is absolutely the grossest thing ever. Now, mind you, this is also something that should not be done at home.
Small is the capital. Too much, three, whole long.
You know, they say it's black. This is not a blackhead, okay? If you really want to, like, push the limits, this is something that, one, should be done in a hospital or any type of doctor's office. And two, it kind of looks like they're taking out the dressing from something where they had surgery on or something.
Yeah.
You know, like something already removed. And they shouldn't be doing this themselves, without a doubt.
Yeah.
All right. D, are you okay?
Uh-huh.
You want to go on?
Yes.
Are you
I'm
sure?
I'm a trooper. I'm a trooper.
It's really not that bad. I was expecting worse.
Do you want me to fast forward?
Yeah,
because I mean, a lot of it's just the same thing where they've just taken this
out.
It
looks like they're just pulling, like,
yeah, get to the good part.
Pieces of, like,
I will fast forward here. Okay, here we go. This is it's pretty much almost out now. Okay,
do you see this?
But look how big that thing is.
No, it's not.
That's
so
the sound.
They're still taking it out. You can hear them. They're giving their own, like, commentary. I mean, this has got to hurt like hell.
Can you gauze this off?
It really does. It's got to hurt like hell.
It sounds like you're describing something else, man.
Well, the thing is freaking huge that they're pulling out of this person.
Yeah.
And you can hear the reaction. I mean, it's gross. They pulled the whole thing out.
Do you see it?
Oh, that was gross.
I'll rewind it a little bit so you can see them taking this thing out, okay?
Look at
this. The thing is massive. But there's no way that's a blackhead.
Oh,
no!
Oh my gosh, so big. Do you see it?
It's disgusting.
Oh, Paul.
I mean, it's the size of the freaking fingernail. And for those watching on Ustream, you can see it. I'm circling it with my mouse pointer right here. The thing is freaking huge.
That's nasty.
The finger.
Oh my god.
It's like the length of it is from the tip of the finger down to the first knuckle. The thing is massive.
I mean, it's pretty disgusting, but I've seen worse.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I'm not surprised.
Not on the head of my penis, Greg.
Head of her penis?
Yes, her penis.
Well.
I mean, oversized clit.
You know.
Yeah, we'll go with that. If it's big enough to put a condom on, then pretty sure it's dick.
RKO Boston just went so nasty, but can't avert my eyes. Dirty Mike threw up in my mouth a little, and wow, that's gross. That's I watched the whole thing on Friday. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with me? I shouldn't be watching something like this.
That's nasty.
Taping it too. They were like, oh, let's just tape this.
Well, but people do that, and you know what? They probably got a good couple of million hits on YouTube from that. I mean, the thing went freaking viral on Facebook. Once it's on Facebook, it goes everywhere.
I think wherever they pulled out was viral.
God damn it.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Pretty gross, huh?
Matt, but it does look like he had like a surgery or something, and you know how they stuff it?
Yeah. That's exactly what it looks like. It looks like it was the stuffing, not a blackhead.
No.
That's a blackhead. That is the Shack of blackheads.
At least.
Seriously.
Because, I mean, that thing's freaking huge. And that's not even the whole thing, because they tore a couple of pieces off of it while they were removing it. You know? If it wasn't that, then it had to have been, and this does happen not just here in the States, but pretty much all over, where a bug possibly, like, laid eggs and it was a larvae that was in it. And that's known to happen.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a rare thing. It's known to happen that bugs do that. You know? But how could you let it get that bad if it was?
Well, I mean, sometimes stuff like that happens, because I know when I was stationed in Korea, they had these things called earwigs.
Oh, the earwigs.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And when we would sleep in the field, I'd have to sleep with earplugs in, because they would crawl into your ears in the middle of the night. And one of the guys, he forgot to wear it one night. He pulled out 4 earwigs out of his
ear.
And now, mind you, we're over there. We had to use a Korean doctor was the closest place we could use. So they pulled this out. I nearly threw up. Like, that was nothing compared to what I saw. And these things were still moving around, like literally like squirming to try to get back in. I was like, ugh.
I mean,
never
gross. Wrath of Khan type stuff.
Adam, did you ever see a camel spider while you were over there?
Well, not in Korea, but...
Oh, yeah, when Iraq and Afghanistan, they're not as big as...
Well, I know he went to Iraq.
I know they're pretty big. They're not as big as a lot of people, like, make them out on the internet, because they'll show those fake pictures that are doctored.
Right.
But they do get pretty damn
big.
Well,
yeah.
And the weird part about it is they don't have a lot of animals in those countries, but, like, they have porcupines in, like, Afghanistan. But they're the size of, like, huge tires. Like, they're, like, the size of giant bushes, because... there's no other predators around, so it, like, survives, but, yeah.
Well, I gotta admit, I mean, just seeing some of those pictures of those, I'm like, uh-uh.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you pretty much gotta...
No way.
Check everything when you get up every morning and check your boots and stuff. I woke up with, like, a rat on my chest once, the size of, like, I look like a sewer rat. I'm like, what is it just doing there? Man, it's just hanging out.
Yeah.
I got no fear.
Why not? Let's do something stupid.
As always.
It's stupid calendar time.
Yay.
Yay.
I love having Greg as part of that.
Yay.
All right. So this is for August 26th, since today is September 1st. 18 more days till I'm 33. Yay for me. Party at the ranch.
All right. You're going to be as old as I am.
Yeah. You're an old fart. I'm an old fart. And I got more gray hair than you.
It's debatable.
No, I really do. That's why I buzz my head. I buzz my head for a reason. Tired of the gray hair. This is, Weakest Link.
Oh, God.
Yay!
We love the Weakest Link. Yay. The Weakest Link. Do you want to be Anne? Do you want to be Anne Robinson?
Sure.
All right. So Anne Robinson's going to ask the question, and I am going to answer it. And you got to do it just like her. British accent. You got to do it.
Oh, man.
Come on, you can do it.
which Egyptian actor starred in Lawrence of Arabia and also wrote a newspaper column on the subject of bridge?
Did you get that? Did you get that, people?
No.
Okay, right. Just read it regular.
Okay. Which Egyptian actor starred in Lawrence of Arabia and also wrote a newspaper column on the subject of bridge?
All right. So, just in case, which Egyptian actor starred in Lawrence of Arabia and also wrote a newspaper column on the subject of bridge? D.
Stephen King.
All right, Greg, if you're paying attention.
Yeah.
Wow.
Newspaper article on bridge. Talking about, like, the game, right?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Any actor.
I have no idea.
Any Egyptian actor will do.
There's so many.
Actor or actress?
Actor.
Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
He was in Sahara. That's close.
See what I did there, Punchy? See what I did?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to do my show.
Just trying to do my show, guys.
Hey, guys.
Punchy?
Yes, sir?
Which Egyptian actor starred in Lawrence of Arabia and also wrote a newspaper column on the subject of bridge?
Bridge? Who?
That's why I said Stephen King. I didn't want to think about it.
Well,
he is an actor. So she's
why
not
was
wrong.
Stephen King on the tip of your tongue?
I don't know.
Articles?
I haven't seen Lawrence of Arabia, so.
Oh,
here we go.
I haven't either.
But, like, it's on my to-see list, but there's so much that I haven't seen, but there's also so much that I have seen.
All right. That's true. You have seen more than Hammy, so we're okay.
Darn.
All right. So, you ready for the contestant's answer?
Go for it.
Go.
Naomi Campbell.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Nope. Naomi Campbell.
Oh, wow.
I guess that.
Damn, that was my second guess.
Egyptian.
Meanwhile, she wasn't even born when Lawrence of Arabia came out.
Right? And, oh.
I'm pretty sure she didn't know anything about bridge either.
Hey, you never know. That's a classy game.
Yeah, for, like, elderly people.
It's still classy. Don't be hating the game, man.
Apparently you play a lot of it.
No, not really. No. I've actually never played bridge.
Must be a big Gin Rummy fan, too.
I've played Gin Rummy. I'm not that great at it. So I avoid it at all costs. All right, this is for the 27th. Journalist Matthew Saeed. Saeed. S-Y-E-D. Saeed.
Matthew West Saeed.
West Saeed. In the Times from London.
Okay.
As Federer glides around the court, flicking forehands and caressing backhands, I guess I am not the only one who is put in mind of Tennyson. All experience is an arch where through gleams that untraveled world.
I don't even understand what the hell just happened.
I don't either.
Did anybody catch the license plate on that car? Okay, let's not read it again. You're just going to lose us. That is a terrible one. It's terrible.
Exactly!
Yeah, but why is this on stupid calendar? I just feel like...
As Federer...
I feel like they're not even trying
glides
anymore.
...glides around the court, flicking forehands and caressing backhands...
Okay, tennis, got it.
I guess I am not the only one who is put in mind of Tennyson. All experience is an arch where through gleams that untraveled world.
What is this, fucking
Sounds
Shakespeare?
Sounds like a bad Shakespeare story.
Seriously, wow. It's like Shakespeare in the Park.
Are the two of you sharing a brain all of a sudden? What the hell?
It's possible.
Get out of my head!
You guys
it's very
never
possible.
Do that. Whoa. We're moving on.
Yeah, move on to something funny. That was terrible.
August 28th. Title of a filing in the U.S. District Court in San Antonio. Defendant's reply to plaintiff's response to defendant's motion to strike plaintiff's reply to defendant's opposition to plaintiff's motion for protective order or, in the alternative, application for hearing.
I'm running away now.
Wow. What?
Who just did the play-by-play? The guy from Micro Machines? On that one?
I think so.
What's... Oh, my God.
Defendant's reply to plaintiff's response to defendant's motion to strike plaintiff's reply to defendant's opposition to plaintiff's motion for protective order, or, in the alternative, application for hearing. How about they just decided to strike what they were saying? It's not that difficult. Too many words.
Yeah, seriously.
Too many freaking
words. That's two in a row.
And if you don't believe me, there you go.
That's two in a row. Right there. Calendar. You got one more before you're a strikeout. You're a failure at life.
Not a failure at life.
No. The stupid calendar is a failure. There's enough stupid people in the world that could have better stuff than this. I expect better for them.
Well, you're going to like Fridays.
Okay. Let's bring it.
This is for the 29th. Subject header for an email to a user who wasn't using a website enough. Yes. You heard me right. Subject header for from an email to a user who wasn't using a website enough. Before I do this... can we send this out to our listeners just because?
Sure.
Just because. I think it would be great.
Absolutely.
Dear David Albrecht, you have been dismembered from StarTech's website.
Dismembered?
Dismembered.
It's a bit brutal.
I know.
And medieval-like. Yeah. Jeez.
Beheading.
You've been dismembered.
Dismembered. Just because he wasn't using the website enough.
If it was porn, he would be using it a lot.
Maybe yes, he would.
They should just link it to porn because then he'll always use it.
Beyond
the internet, the final frontier.
It really is.
Well, I mean, there's two places on the internet, Facebook and porn sites. That's pretty much what you...
Yep.
They're the only two places to go on the internet.
If you look at my search history, that's all it says.
Twitter and porn.
Yeah.
And Twitter.
I'm twatting while I'm watching porn. Oh. I mean, twittering while I'm watching porn.
All right, and first row sports.
The internet is really, really great.
For porn.
I got a fast connection so I don't have to wait.
For porn.
What? There's always some new site.
For porn.
That's
I
right.
I browse all day and night.
For porn.
It's like I'm surfing at the speed of light.
For yeah. porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn.
What are you doing?
Why you think the net was born? Porn, porn, porn.
Prove me
That's
wrong.
That's awesome.
Prove me wrong.
That's going to be my new theme song. I don't care.
Dude, that,
I want that as a ringtone.
I was about to say, I knew she was going to do that.
Nah, that's going to be awkward at a family reunion.
No, not at mine.
All right. This is for the 30th. This is a bar in Tel Aviv, Israel.
That's ironic. I've been... Wait, Tel Aviv? What yeah. bar? Do you know?
Tel Aviv, Israel. Okay. Ready for it? Ready for the name? Everybody ready?
Yep.
Go.
This is probably Kevin's favorite spot. If you don't know who Kevin is, Etiquette, Tuesdays, Alcohol by Volume.
The Blue Oyster?
Yeah. Ready? Pub Hangover.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's the name of it. And we lost Punchy.
Aw.
Boo. Punchy went
Pay your
out.
Bill, Punchy. Pay
Boo.
Your bill.
Boo. Punchy went out. Boo. Wow, I can't even connect to him.
I guess he just lost all power.
We lost Punchy. So, yeah, Pub Hangover.
That's, oh, man, I should take that.
Alcohol by Volume Tuesdays from 6 to 8, I believe.
They can discuss that.
I might be wrong. I don't know. 6 to 8, I don't know.
It's almost as good as my my strip club and / tattoo parlor.
Right.
Almost.
Let's see if we can get Punchy back here because all of a sudden he disappeared. He vanished. He vanished. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at Danielle, like, looking off into, like, this...
Like she's watching the TV.
She's, like,
I'm watching
off.
Greg. He's playing Just Cause 2. I love this video game. He's going up to the strip club.
Ooh. All right.
Mile High Club.
Mile High Club.
Oh, hey.
It's pretty cool.
Bow chicka wow wow. Yeah, baby.
That's how he gets her in the mood. He plays Just Cause.
Well.
Either that or Call of Duty.
Or Godzilla.
I was about to say Godzilla. I mean, come on.
Seeing Asian people run down this tree really gets her going.
doesn't it for everyone? I don't know.
Oh, boy. I was waiting for it.
You know what I want to do?
He's back.
You know what would be the, like, the ultimate practical joke is, like, somebody hijack all, like, the speakers in, like, Tokyo, and for, like, 2 minutes just put that sound coming over it.
That would be
how awesome would that be?
Awesome.
All of a sudden, they're just sitting, like, their Tokyo, like, square or whatever, and you hear, like, just the loudest Godzilla thing ever. And
that
then,
would be awesome.
And you just have a bunch of people just start
the
running randomly.
Godzilla thing ever.
Oh, that'd be so awesome. You just have
I wish
bunch
I knew
of
a really good hacker.
Oh, that'd be... And then you just pay a bunch of people, like, the what do they do, that flash dance? But you just have pay a bunch of Asians to just randomly start running when they hear that sound and get everyone else to go running.
That would be awesome!
Man, if I ever become a billionaire, I'm making that happen. That's happening.
That'd be, like, first on the list.
What do you do with your awesome. Money? You'll see. You'll see.
Watch the news in about 5 minutes.
Just wait. Just wait. Something might happen.
It'd be better than War of the Worlds. Right? A little bit. It's a good thing Greg's all the way in Rhode Island.
I know, that? Right? Down, boy. Down. There we go.
Mike, I was just trying to shake after I peed.
Whenever Greg pulls out his penis, it's a weather forecast. It's kind of cloudy for the day.
Every time I go to the bathroom, people call the National Guard.
Oh, this is all one fucking picture. One stupid picture that got out.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
When we get a hold of one thing, we beat it to death.
Absolutely.
What thing?
Like a Chris Brown girlfriend. We'll beat it to death.
What the hell is going on with Punchy Skype?
He's got to pay his phone bill.
You're welcome.
Island, is he?
Yeah, right.
You're welcome.
You are welcome.
Godzilla returns.
After 2 weeks.
All right, this is for the 31st. Oh, God. Google search ad.
Yes.
Google search ad. Return children online. ShopTarget.com.
What?
What?
Return children online. ShopTarget.com.
That's hilarious.
I wish I could return kids online. That'd be awesome.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing. Nothing. What is the reply here?
Apparently not.
Punchy, what's going on, man?
My network adapter, because Lenovo is a piece of shit computer maker.
Oh, all right. That makes sense.
Awesome.
Makes sense.
Which, never buy Lenovo, everyone, because I have had this.
And they do not sponsor us.
and they do not sponsor. Well, no computer company does, but, like, and every time I mention something shitting out of my laptop, I get handed, oh, see, that's, you know, I got a Mac.
I got a Mac. I got two.
Lenovo is not properly vaccinated for radio herpes.
it needs to be. Because apparently,
Godzilla's back.
Godzilla strikes.
Godzilla. Here's the 31st that I just did. Return children online. ShopTarget.com.
Awesome.
And go.
Wait.
Yeah.
So
it's an actual Google search ad. Return children online, shoptarget.com.
If you can start actually returning kids online, Adam's probably going to stop using condoms.
It's not a bad idea.
He just carries around those, whoops, I forgot to pull out pills.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, every morning I want to wake up, make sure that she had a good evening, and give her a drink with those pills mixed inside of it and some eggs.
By the way, how hilarious is that? Like, that we forget to put the condom on and pull out, and the woman has to take the pill.
That is kind of funny if you think about it.
Hey, here's the thing: if they come up with something that's better than a condom, then we wouldn't have this problem. But let's be realistic: the condom isn't exactly the
condom.
The condom.
What are you freaking Jewish all of a sudden?
A condom.
Mazel tov.
Thank you.
It's already cut off.
What's that?
It's a Jewish condom. The tip's already cut.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the condom doesn't feel that great anyways, no matter how much they say it's sensitive. Like, then you got to put it on and all this other stuff, and it's constricting. And if you have a monster in your pants, like some people, you might, finding a hefty bag at 2 o'clock in the morning is going to be kind of hard.
Hefty.
I'm just saying is that, like, they need to come up with, like, a spray condom that just, like, sprays over it, and that would be awesome.
Didn't Donald Trump come out with something saying he would pay someone $1 billion or whatever if they came up with a new condom?
What does he care about having a better condom?
Donald Trump, I don't think.
I thought it was.
Terrell Owens needs to find a better condom, clearly, with his 9 kids that he can't pay for.
Yeah, it's possible.
I'm just saying it. I mean, girls have a lot of fun stuff, but what do we have, like, for toy-wise, guys? Or
fun bags.
We have a pocket thing that you could just... it's just
you
disgusting.
Have us. We're fun.
Yeah, but we don't...
Look at that face.
You can replace us with all kinds of stuff that's like...
But look at that face. I mean, you can't go wrong with that face.
I don't want to replace women, but I'm saying girls can replace us because their willpower is a little bit different. Plus, they can go to the store and go, oh, look, I've got a 9-inch thing that vibrates all over and can go for days.
Are you kidding? Women have the best response to any guy when they want to be left alone.
I have a headache?
No.
Am I on my period?
No, not even those. Not even those. D, you know what it is, right?
I have no idea.
Oh,
yes,
see?
You do.
Which
see?
Way you're going with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
hold on.
She doesn't bow out ever.
No.
I know she doesn't bow out, okay? Because I know she's very open about this stuff. But, and let me tell her where I'm going with this here. And I'm not going to say it over the air because she knows. Check your Facebook, okay?
Okay.
So, just so she knows, that's what she... See, that's the best response.
She laughed at it.
Exactly. And then, of course, you know,
she laughed at your penis.
And then, no, she didn't laugh at mine. But that's the best response.
What she doesn't want to do is laugh at it.
That's all she's got to do.
That's okay, because I got a response too. But like, that's okay, because you're getting kind of fat. And next thing you know, she's crying.
Let him talk to you like that.
I didn't say her. I'm just saying if a girl did that, I'd be like, that's okay. I don't want to fuck a fat girl anyways.
All right.
Well, if you're going to laugh at it, it's your fault for not getting them drunk before they're looking at you.
That's the point.
You should already know at that point that you got a small dick, so you got to try and do a little something extra.
Yeah, chloroform.
Indeed.
Got it.
All right, this is for today, September 1st. Actual menu items in Yemen, Fujian Province, China. Oh, God. All right. Fried and boyfriend fish, ganglia sprouts.
Say what?
Fried and boyfriend fish, ganglia sprouts.
Like, seriously, who comes? This isn't the first time we've had menus from China. Like, who comes up with this
ganglia
shit?
Ganglia sounds like something that you do to somebody, you know? Like, I totally gave her ganglia. I got mad ganglia skills.
Sounds like some green fungi, like, growing off your penis.
Ew.
Oh. Back to the herpes again.
Ew.
You know, she said green, not blistery.
There you go.
Thanks, Punchy.
All right, this is item number 2. Fried and boyfriend beef, garlic sprouts.
Boyfriend beef?
Mhm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah it is.
Mhm. Mhm. Mhm.
Boyfriend. I don't want my wiener on the menu. I'm putting it out there.
Hold on, Punchy. Keep that up there. Keep that up. Keep that up. I'll show everybody. Hold on. There you go. He's got his Godzilla.
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 Is that the complete collector's edition?
Yeah, that's the Criterion edition with both cuts of the movie and a little fold-out Godzilla thing, like a pop-up.
He is a nerd. He
fits super in nerd.
He fits in very well.
Oh, I'm completely nerdy. I am.
Nerd alert.
I'm pretty much probably going to come in my boxer briefs when X-Men Days of Future Past is on.
And the new Godzilla.
And, oh, God, I can't wait. Fucking Walter White. as the Aaron Taylor Johnson and Elizabeth Olsen as part of the human cast.
Yep. All right, last menu item. Fried and boyfriend cow meat garlic sprouts.
Boyfriend cow meat. Boyfriend cow meat.
Oh, guy, it's one for dinner.
Oh, man.
And Skype just went down.
Not one thing about dogs either.
Hold on, D. I'm getting you back. I promise. I promise. I promise.
I promise you.
I promise. You come back on. You come back on and I give you a call.
Me love you a long time.
That's what she said.
She did say that. She did say that.
We'll get that her back up and running. Here we go. Yes. Yes. That's what we do. Yeah. Yeah. That's what we do. Yeah.
Why are we suddenly German? I don't understand that.
Wow. Call failed on that one, too. What the hell's going on here? Skype sucks. Well, if that's the case, you know what? While I'm trying to get everybody back, I'm going to get ready for a commercial break then, because we're having problems left and right.
And I want to make an announcement. The More Like Radio Fantasy Draft. Yes. The order has been set.
Yeah, I would love to do the Fantasy Draft, but one, I don't understand the fantasy at all. And two, I really don't have the time for it.
Well, considering it's like almost like 5 hours until the draft, I finalized everything. I pick number one.
Oh, that's shady.
Well, no, you see, I randomized it 10 times, and after 10 times, it had me and Hammy as a top two, and the two guys in 360 and 420 is like 9 and 10. And I didn't want to have, like, one show getting, like, consecutive picks twice in the draft, so I randomized it another 10 times. And I've got the first pick. King from Gentleman's Show has number two. Nodorvs from 360 and 420 has number three.
Mm-hmm.
Drunky P-Rock has number four. Former MLR intern B-Hubs has five. Royce is six. D is seven.
Ah, so D's representing the Sully Show.
Yes, I am. And I'm number seven. Right. That's before, awesome. I'll take it.
She's picking right before Hammy.
Oh, so I have to pick Rogers.
If you pick Rogers, that will be amazing.
What, I'm going to pick Rogers. I'll pick Rogers.
Unless someone else does, but either way, Hammy will probably flip out if he's in the draft room, but he might be at work. But I would, because I know Rodgers is his first choice.
Really?
He's a huge Packers fan.
Well, I know that.
Rodgers, and like you could make an argument for Rodgers being a first round pick. So then my buddy Pat after Hammy, and then Judge from 360 and 420, and I'm not doing any more randomization, so that's the order.
Nice. I'll take it.
So D, you're representing the Sully Show here.
I am.
Make me proud.
I will.
Make me
Any
proud.
Any suggestions as to who I should pick?
All the good ones.
All right.
Adam.
Actually,
you know
that's
what?
Why I said Adam.
Can my friend actually, you just called Brandon, you met him. He actually is doing a fantasy draft, so he wanted me to actually talk about the top 25 real quick.
Go ahead.
You got number seven.
I'm trying to program commercials.
I would definitely go running back in your first round.
Yeah.
Only if it's a PPR. What is it? Points. You get points per rush too.
Yeah, it's rushing yards.
But you don't get points for touches, right? And receptions, right?
No.
Okay. You want to go? Obviously, Adrian Peterson, Marshawn Lynch, a lot of them are going to go. But I would go with if you're going to get seven. If you get C.J. Spiller, Jamaal Charles, you can get one of them. And then what you want to do is I would wait till a third or fourth round before you start drafting a quarterback, only because there's so many quarterbacks out there and that they're pretty much all the same, a lot of them. You have a lot of elite quarterbacks. They're going to put up points for you. But if you're going to go with – you want to make sure you get your – you fill out your position, especially at running back, because they're going to get you the most points and then wide receivers.
Yeah. Well, we have two running backs. We have three wide receivers.
Yeah. So I would fill out your running backs – see what's out there, and then get your wide receivers. I tend to go, if it's a lot of running backs, I can have a secondary that's pretty decent. I'll wait. But if there's, like, two great running backs in the first two rounds, I'll pick them up only because – and watch your bye weeks. That's what gets everyone is that
– I know.
Is
make sure you don't pick them at the same time.
Yeah, you pick up a backup running back who's got the same bye week, so you really can't use him. You got to use him as a flex. Then you got to redo it. But there are some guys, I pick them up. If it's too good to be true, just trade them. Use them as trade value. and get him, you know, find somebody who needs somebody on a bye week. That's what I did. I packed, picked up a Eli Manning as my backup quarterback and one of them, and then somebody needed him bad, so they traded me for a wide receiver I needed and gave me like a decent, you know, QB. So
that's another thing with QB. Like, I know I said the whole Aaron Rodgers thing, but I honestly don't know who I would pick for
I wouldn't go Aaron Rodgers.
Seventh round too. That's kind of
Aaron Rodgers isn't going to do that. He's going to put up points, but most of the quarterbacks out there aren't going to have a beast year where it's going to matter so much. They're really, I mean, look at Matt Ryan, you look at Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. They're pretty much all going to be relative the same. Your running backs is where you're going to make your money at for the most part.
Yeah.
Your wide receivers, if you get a good wide receiver, if you could pick up a wide receiver and a quarterback in the same team, you're double dipping. So every time they score a touchdown or points, you're kind of getting both sides of that. So
yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of how I would do it.
I'm going to have to look at the schedule too, see who has an easy schedule this year.
Right. I mean, it's also, you got to look at you know, what has the system changed this year? If do they add a bunch of wide receivers? Is their defense better? Defenses are also good because if you pick a league, like getting a 49ers or the Seahawks defense later on, you don't want to wait too late because those defenses can actually put up a lot of good points. Kickers is like dead last for me.
Well, yeah, kicker always last.
The only player who's going to go top 10 that's not a running back is Calvin Johnson.
Right.
Yep. Absolutely.
He's like, brawl in the Yahoo thing because he's basically the one real receiving target Stafford has. So he'll wind up getting a lot of love with throws his way. But it's weird. They have Doug Martin ranked number 2, but no one takes him second overall. Like I've seen Spiller taken 2. I've seen Lynch taken number 2. I've seen Arian Foster taken 2. So I've seen Jamal Charles taken at number 2. So it could really be anyone. And I do different strategies every time I draft. It's weird. Like, I've double dipped running back. I've done running back, receiver, quarterback.
Mm-hmm. I usually start off with like my running backs or my wide receivers.
Yeah.
I'd say so. You got to go by average pick for the player, though, not the Yahoo ranking, because sometimes if you don't, you'll think you're going to get the guy at their actual ranking, but in real.
Yeah, you can't see his head.
Much earlier.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Colin Kaepernick of the 49ers. Yeah. Yahoo has him listed at 44. But he's picked like almost 10 picks higher.
I always go by Matt Barry's list. Like, Matt Barry's pretty good with his fantasy football on ESPN.
Yeah. He's good. I mean, everyone with running backs, the problem with running backs is that a lot of times you end up picking high on a running back and they get injured. Like last year, Maurice Jones-Drew got injured and I got screwed. So,
oh, didn't he get injured within the first couple weeks too?
Yeah. So,
yeah.
It kind of screws you over a little
bit. That sucks. Like, if you pick a running back and he gets injured, like, the first few weeks.
I just had a really good idea.
What's up?
Well, since the season starts next Sunday, and next Sunday we're not doing a show. Only because I'm going to be in Canada, okay? Every Sunday, we need to do an MLR fantasy draft update. Who's winning?
Perfect.
Like, who's doing what?
Right.
Sound good?
Got it.
Every
Sunday. And by the way, since I picked number 1, I'm already going to say my pick. Adrian Peterson.
You're a dick.
Everyone's going to go Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, if you're picking first and we know who you're picking.
Yeah, everyone first picks it.
Now, the draft is going to be live, right? We're going to do this live?
I think so. I got to talk to Royce first. But
it's going
to
be a secret show.
Well, it's not really going to be a secret. I think we should do it live. I think it would be pretty cool.
I think it'd be funny.
Yeah. You know? You know, get all the hosts that are, you know, picking and you do it live. Why not? You know,
exactly. I mean, some of the hosts aren't going to be able to be on.
Right. But at least
like Hammy work. My buddy Pat's going to be working. He's not a radio guy anyway, but everyone else I want to try to get on.
Cool. All right.
Well, I'm up for it. So.
And that'll be later today. 5 o'clock, you said?
Either 5 or 5:30. The draft is at 5:45.
Okay.
But just for the sake of keeping it like in a, you know, like evening things out. I may start at 5, do some football stories, and then the draft will start.
Excellent.
That would be fun.
I think we should do it live. I know there's nobody really live on after us, so I don't see why it would be a problem. Yeah. But I'm not the boss.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Royce. I'll like maybe start it at 5 and then end it at like 7.
Yeah, that'd be cool. All right, we got to go to break. The fantasy draft will be later, 5:45 today, maybe a little earlier. You might have a live show. Who knows? But when we come back, we got the dumbass of the week. Hopefully, Dee has her material ready for her Craigslist ads.
I have 5 of them. They're hilarious, and I emailed them all to you.
Just now? Okay. They're in my email. I didn't have my email.
No, I emailed them this morning.
Okay. Well, I didn't open my email yet, so we'll be doing that as soon as we come back. You're listening to The Sully Show here on More Like Radio. We'll be right back. I promise.
It's time for a piss break. Come on back. It's The Sully Show.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Who are you joining next?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from Alcohol by Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
And you're about to get a Skype call. Buddy.
Here we go. Answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, and he dropped me. That's fantastic.
I was under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow. This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air and everybody else just dropping. Dennis is back
there
now.
There you guys are.
Sorry,
look,
Dennis.
Wow. Fucking radio professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey,
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Footer from the Red. Make sure you check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on More Like Radio.
Following Hippo Jew.
We're following an overweight banker? What does he do, like a Saul Rolfs? Talking accounting right here on More Like Radio.
No. I said Hippo Juice.
Oh, juice.
Yes.
I know Hippo Juice. They rule. All right, boom. Listen to Hippo Juice. Then listen to us, 9 p.m. Wednesdays, live.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zunes, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio, Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
Part of the show, 860-506-5312. That's 860-506-5312. Because we rule. And that's how we rule. Simple as that.
Someone's got to break our father, Jerry.
Someone's got to what?
Break our father, Jerry.
I still didn't hear it.
Break our collar, Cherry.
Break the collar, Cherry. Someone's got to break the... Yes, I agree. 860-506-5312. If you want to be on the show, by all means, don't hesitate to call in and be a part of it. That's how we roll. That's how we roll.
Yeah.
Punchy's still with us. Brain Stew Radio. Fridays from 8 to Nerd Hour.
And at some point, I will get the El Generico mask.
You better. You have no choice.
That would be funny.
You have no choice. You have to.
For those who don't know who that is, I will post a picture of him masked so people can see what the mask looks like.
Yeah. Why not?
And that'll be what I'll be wearing at some point on an episode of this. I would on Brain Stew, but I can't get to the studio now, so it'll be a while for that. So the payoff will be on the Sully Show.
Boo. Can't go to the studio in Brain Stew. Boo.
Oh, I can't because of my car situation.
Stupid car.
What's wrong with that?
He broke it.
Ugh.
He crashed it. We can call him Crash now.
Crash.
You're Crash Holly. Only bigger. and more facial hair. But that's besides the point. I think he's ignoring me now.
I think so.
Yeah, either that or the Skype disconnected again.
Punchy!
Yo.
Oh, good.
There
you're
listening. He is.
What the hell happened?
Someone already started bitching about you. I don't know if they're legit bitching or ball busting.
They're bitching about me?
No, the draft order for the league.
On Twitter?
Who's bitching?
Well, I don't know if he's being sarcastic or not.
All right. Well, let's do this. Call into the show if you're bitching. What's the number, you ask?
Stop your whining.
I will tell you what the number is because I am that damn good.
How good are you?
I'm that damn good.
Are you sure?
It's 860-506-5312. Call in. Voice your opinion on the draft. Please do it. Break our caller cherry, as Danielle put it. It'll be wonderful.
Break caller cherry.
Yeah. That's how we roll. So, Danielle, you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. Now, I'm going through in order of how you put them in the email to me. Okay?
Okay.
So, here's how we're going to do this. I'm going to lower my usual stuff that I got here. And we're going to do this. I got to bring up that up and switch to the other window here. And that's not the window I needed. Nor is that. Where is it? There we go. Okay. So, this is the best of Craigslist. I will get a promo for you, I promise.
Well, we can work on an intro during the week.
Absolutely. Some way, somehow, we will. And I'm going to switch it over to you. So you should be up and running and... Yes, look at that. You're absolutely stunning, darling. Stunning.
Beautiful.
So.
Thank you.
Brynn,
hello.
What do we got here? We've got, is this true? Drunk girl on my lawn?
Yes, it is. So this one is drunk girl on my lawn, male for woman. There I was just yesterday. I can remember it so clearly. I woke up around 2 a.m. to take a nice fat leak when I noticed your squeaky giggle outside my window. I looked out my window half naked as an odd mix of shock, disgust, pity, and blush washed over me.
Time out. Stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's trying too hard.
Yeah. Oh, of course. He's being Mr. Poetic.
Yeah. Go on.
All right, hold on 1 second. Stupid commercial popped up.
Mother of
God. Okay. So, not only were you a stunning redhead, just a little shorter than me, what looked like a curtain and drapery matching combo, but you were also taking a dump and pissing on my lawn at the same time.
Wow.
For that, I give you props.
I don't think
I've ever achieved that level of toilet mastery.
You know what? I applaud her. That's a good egg right there.
Yeah.
So he goes on. I immediately come out to see if you're all right or need a ride home, seeing as this town isn't exactly well suited for, well, I'm guessing to be 18 to 21 drunk girl at 2 in the morning. But me coming out in a bathrobe and asking apparently scared you because you started running while a turd was still sticking out of your ass and dove headfirst into my car, leaving a dent in it. I told you to hold on as I was going to shut off the car alarm and you put in and get you an ice pack, but I'm not sure if you heard. What I am sure of, though, is that you sat on the trunk of my car smearing shit all over it, took off your shoes, left your half-full Smirnoff bottle, and ran like hell. Normally, I wouldn't let a girl shit all over my things and put a dent in my car until we've gotten on a first-name basis, but for you, I think we can work it out. You know where I live.
Wow. I want to meet this chick, like, now.
Yeah, right?
Bring her home to mom.
Welcome to 90% of the girls in Bristol.
Oh.
Oh. too soon?
Never too soon.
Never too soon, no.
Coming from a former Bristol girl herself?
Coming from a former Bristol girl. I've never shit on someone's car, though. Or smeared shit on someone's car.
Have you peed behind somebody's car? Because I kind of feel you have.
I have peed behind someone's car.
Oh, man, that's funny.
The classiness. The classy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That one was from California.
That's great.
The next one I have is a free... Oh, yeah. Hello, monster. That's funny. Imagine this guy like seeing this, just looking out the window and seeing some chick shitting in his front yard.
I honestly, I don't know what I would do. I really don't. I don't know what I would do if I had seen that.
I thought it was nice that he came out to see if she was okay, but then she took off running. And she's like, no.
You know, I think I would also probably pull the "How you doing?" You know. I don't know, maybe it's just me.
Need some Charmin, baby?
But of course. Yes, oh wee. So what's the next one you got here?
All right, the next one I have is titled Free Parachute.
Free Parachute.
Yep. Up.
They have a picture. And, you know,
they do. I tried to find ones with pictures.
I'm gonna post the picture in the chat room here. So the video is gonna look a little screwed up at the moment here because I really want to post this in the chat room. Here's the picture of the parachute right in the chat room. So if you're not there, shame on you. If you're watching on Ustream, you can see it on Ustream, no problem. So tell us about this free parachute.
Okay, so up for grabs is one fully functioning parachute. It failed to open during the last jump, and as a consequence, I've decided to stop skydiving. After recovering it from the body, we verified that no problems exist with its future use. Email me, and we can meet up so I can give it to you. This is not a posting you'll see every day. First one gets it, and this ad will be taken down immediately thereafter. So basically, this guy's saying, yeah, somebody used this parachute, didn't open, they died, but it's okay because we checked it out.
You got to see Adam's face with this.
I was wondering why he wasn't saying a word.
It's just...
Wow.
Speak your mind, man. Well,
I mean...
Speak your mind.
It's like, next thing you know, you're going to see like... Hey, newly imprisoned guy used to play on famous football team. Selling gun only used 3 or 4 times in recent murders. First come, first serve will be immediately be removed off of Craigslist. Like that's like the next step. I'm like, that's basically a murder weapon. Like he's selling like the parachute didn't open, and he's like, well, pretty sure it doesn't. It's not the parachute, really.
This is for you.
That he said. Let's see, what did he say? After recovering it from the body, we verified that no problems exist in its future use.
Hello, red flag!
Like, really?
Just saying, red flag.
Oh, yeah. People drive me crazy.
Yeah. This is what happens, cousins have.
And that's from UNMH, wherever that is.
I don't know, but it's Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have no idea.
Oh, Albuquerque.
Nothing good about Albuquerque is
should have taken
bad.
That left turn at Albuquerque.
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 I'm looking at the people in the background, and two of them are, like, bending over.
Yeah, one's on his knees. The other one's just showing their ass. And the other guy's got the parachute right around his shoulder.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. Maybe. Just maybe. I'm putting this out there. No. I don't want this free parachute.
No, I do not.
Especially if it, quote, failed to open. Just saying.
Yeah.
What's the next one we got here?
All right. The next one we have is belly button lint.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There is a picture attached.
That's right. Belly button lint.
Location is Baltimore.
Those damn... Baltimore, Maryland people.
So this creepy guy with glasses and a weird beard and gross shirt, he goes, I have a collection of belly button lint. will trade for muscle car, Harley, rifles, gold coins, work also, or make cash offer. Also interested in motorcycles, no lowball, serious only, willing to split if you don't have what I'm looking for, ..
You want to take this one?
I'm going to leave that one to you first.
Punchy, you got anything?
Button went for a Harley muscle car.
Yes, what's wrong with a weird beard? That's the first question I had.
I love beards, but his looks weird because he has like those little gray lines like right in the front. Just make it all one color. Use that gray stuff.
Basically, and it's Baltimore. This should not be a shock to any of us.
True.
Anyone who's seen The Wire.
Yeah, good point. Knows,
that just you expect anything in Baltimore.
Yeah.
I have not seen that movie.
It's a TV show.
Oh, or that show, for that matter.
Basically, it's an accurate representation of Baltimore.
Oh.
Like watching that show, that this story does not surprise me whatsoever.
Trading belly button lint for a muscle car.
Yeah, how do you trade belly button lint for a muscle car? Like, who's that desperate for belly button lint? Hell,
hey, man, you never know. All right.
Hey, dude, listen, I got this Harley, and I'm like really craving some button lint. You know, you wanna. Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
I got the lint, man. I'll hook you up.
Why can't that person taking the belly button lint for the car be in North Jersey so I can have a new car for belly button lint?
That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
It'd be fantastic. I'd have a muscle car, so Brain Stew Radio would be the Fat Guys in Muscle Cars show. Because for those who don't know, Hammy owns a Mustang.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, it's weird. When me and him are both in the car, it's almost like a clown car.
Yeah, but you're losing weight.
That is true. I've been dropping pounds.
You've been doing really good with the the juicing, and you've been doing DDP yoga too, right?
Yes, I have. I have 50 pounds down, but still way more to go.
Well, yeah.
50 pounds down, that's awesome,
But you're doing good, and you're keeping up with it.
Yeah, 50 pounds down, that's awesome.
I'm
20 pounds in the last month.
You put on 20 pounds?
Yeah.
Yep.
In your case, you had some issues going on.
Yeah.
You know?
I still have disability now.
Yeah, now he can't even work. Like, they won't let him work.
Not right now, anyway. Not until...
No.
Not until they know everything's in the clear.
Yeah.
You know what's a good way to keep a strict eating regimen and workout regimen?
Belly button lint.
Being unemployed.
Yeah, being unemployed. Yeah, that kind of... Well,
perfect. I guess we'll be fine then.
Yeah.
And belly button lint.
All right, what's this last one you got here, D?
I have two more.
Two more? Oh, yeah, that's right. Two more. Sorry.
I have a magical horse story, and there is a picture.
Yes, there is.
This one, I like this. I think Adam's going to crack up.
Wait, did you say magical whore or magical horse?
That's the same thing.
Magical horse.
Oh, wow. I thought you said whore.
Sorry. I know the story sounds cooler when I said whore.
Magical whore.
My bad. Buzzkill.
It grows a unicorn.
Hello.
At first I heard whore, and then I started checking my balance.
Checking balance.
We might have to go on that.
Where is this from?
This one's from Anchorage.
Anchorage, Alaska.
Hello. This is my lovely horse legacy. He has been in my family for 5 years. He truly is a wonderful creature. At night, his mane glows like the brightest of Jupiter moons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like a train song.
You should see
Jesus.
His picture's funny.
I just posted the picture in the chat.
Oh, my God.
It is what we in the horse world call, quote-unquote, magical. I give him daily protein shakes to make sure he continues to grow big and strong.
I'm sure he does.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he does.
Mm-hmm.
A homemade shake, if you will.
Horse shake. I don't know when he will stop growing. He'll probably continue until his time comes.
Problem with that shedding pussy?
Please be prepared to accommodate a Nope.
Because it's a horse.
A horse, of course. Be prepared to accommodate a horse the size of a small tank if you plan on keeping him for more than a month. I feed him a strict diet of cucumber and horseradish. Some people say that it's sick to feed horseradish, but since horseradish doesn't actually have horse in it, I'm sure it's okay.
I can't believe that.
Okay. $800 or best offer.
Really?
If you have any albino chickens, we may be able to negotiate. Or $800 worth of Fred Meyer's gift card so I can continue to buy horseradish for my other horse.
God damn it, Leroy.
In order to ensure you're not spam, please say, quote unquote, you have a magnificent stead on your hands.
Steed. Sorry.
But
he spelled it wrong, but it's okay.
Yeah. Steed on your hands, and I'd like to obtain. I'm pretty sure no telephone operator from overseas can say that correctly. Screw you guys. I'm going to watch NASCAR. Yeah, buddy.
We gotta play that game again.
Like, seriously?
I'm at a loss on this one.
Like, when I look for this stuff, I try to find, like, the speechless stuff. Like, you have no words for this.
The guy looks like the Old Spice commercial, the picture.
Yeah.
Like,
he does.
Yeah.
And he's as white as his horse is.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you really want a white horse in Alaska? Because if that thing goes missing, you're never finding it.
No.
Like, that's the one area of the world you don't want a white horse. Like, where? What does it look like? It's white.
It's yeah. white, and
like
it's over
everything
there.
Everything else in this place. Great.
I mean, it's like, what the hell is wrong with people?
I don't know.
Sounds like a stoner right
there. Just won't get the cape. What is that, like a really big towel just tied around his neck?
That's really all it is. I mean, he's trying to do the whole Old Spice thing.
Clearly.
That's really all it is.
But he's doing it with a really white dude instead of a really black dude. It's like, look at my white steed and
oh,
me.
Oh, man.
I bet you that same picture's on his Match.com profile.
You think so?
I guarantee it.
Yeah, probably.
If I had that picture, I'd put it up on there.
Hell, that's a Facebook profile picture right there.
See, I do have a stallion.
Oh, my God. I just thought of a new skit.
Uh-oh.
We should do, like, a Plenty of Fish gag one where we, like, create a fake profile and then see how many weirdos we can get to send in.
Oh, that's a great idea.
But MLR's already got one.
Mother of God.
What's the nerd's name, Punchy?
The nerd?
Yeah.
Which one?
From Marianne.
Wait, the nerd, Marianne?
Yeah, Marianne's nerd. What's his name?
Her intern or whatever.
No, not Alvin? Rich. The other one.
Rich?
No, not Rich. She came up with a nerd.
Yeah, Melvin.
Melvin, that's it.
Oh, Melvin the nerd.
Melvin the nerd. He's a creeper.
Oh, that's her?
Yes.
Because I saw she followed me, and I saw, like, who... Everybody else that follows it was all MLR. I was like,
I mean, he just turned 21. We got to get Melvin to call into the show one day. We really do.
That would be awesome.
It would be pretty cool. Trust me. You'll love it. So, is that the last one, or do we have one more?
I have one more. This one is, I need to borrow/rent live ducks.
All right, hold on a minute. I don't have that one up. Let me see here.
Like, people on Craigslist, they're insane.
I don't know why this one didn't pop up. But I will get it up here. Let me see. That sounded so wrong.
Yeah, I know, right?
It did.
It sounded did. So wrong. All right, let me... For some reason, things got screwed up, and I don't know why. All right, there we go. Hey, the sounds of Bristol.
Oh, God.
Right?
The sounds of Bristol. All right, here we go. So need to borrow or rent live ducks, and it's not a joke.
Yes.
Where's this one from?
So this dude is hosting a house party, and he goes, hosting a house party needs ducks for a party game. Ducks will be unharmed, and I prefer the owner remain with the ducks to ensure proper care and safety for both me, mine, and your standards. Compensation. Invitation to the party. Free Sounds drinks good. For the entire night.
Woohoo!
All right.
And if you prefer a small cash fee, $40. I can give you $40.
Okay.
No, that's good gas money.
Okay.
Yeah. Good details. Ducks will be gently secured into passenger seats of model set. Origami hats made of $1, $5, and $10 bills will be placed on each duck's head. Guests will pay $1 for an opportunity to pick a hat from duck's head, and as a prize. There we go. As a prize, as the train passes them, $1 attempt. And this is from Austin.
Austin. What? Totally.
Austin.
Hell yeah.
Stone Cold.
What?
What?
There you go.
Is that really the horse?
Yes, yeah. That's the horse.
Oh, my God. Why it's got to be a white horse?
That's racist.
That's racist, yo.
Mr. Bunky Ghost sounds like a stoner wrote this.
Yeah.
Well, he said right, but...
The picture shows that, too. He's, like, trying to do the Old Spice commercial.
Are you just tuning into the show? We said that, like, 4 times, man.
Yeah, no, I had to take care of something.
Oh. Masturbate? On air?
No.
Pretty unprofessional. I've only done that, like, 3 times on the show.
No, masturbating on air, I would turn camera off.
There you go.
I wouldn't. I want everyone to see.
There you go. Yeah, so that... Wow. Those were some doozies today.
Yeah, right?
Not gonna lie. Those were some doozies there, D. Good job.
A cavalcade of stupidity.
Wow, big word. Somebody's got a word of the day calendar right by him.
All right, Punchy. Look, you can't see his head again.
Hi.
There he is. I know, you were relaxing.
I was leaning back in utter disbelief.
Well, he was. You know, he still looks like Kilroy. Because all you see, like, if I put the lower thirds up, and I'll show everybody on Ustream here. You put the lower thirds up. And it looks like, yeah, all the lower thirds come right up to Punchy's nose. So he looks like Kilroy.
Are you in, like, a recliner?
My chair in my room that I sit in, it shows it's on the computer. It swivels, and it goes back and forth. So I can kind of lean back on it, like, which is good when I'm watching a movie.
Or a porn?
Yeah. Mostly a porn.
Mostly porn.
Most
when another batch of potential future child me's are being just shot off into some receptacle.
And by receptacle, you mean
sound. Bring at the speed of light.
More porn. The internet is for porn. The internet is for porn.
What are you doing?
Why you think the net was born? Porn, porn, porn.
To answer these guests, yes, preferably a tube sock.
Perfect.
Fuck that flashlight, flashlight nonsense.
Damn flashlight, gotta love it. All right, let's see.
That's really
they came out with one for like sperm banks and stuff.
Did they really?
Yeah, it has like a little receptacle on the end of it, to like a collection container.
That's awesome.
True story.
It is. It's called, I think it was called like Fleshlight MD or something like that.
That is kind of awesome.
Fleshlight. Yeah.
That was a great fucking idea. Effing idea.
Could you imagine though the,
yes.
Just
wait,
the utter non-use that if I donated to a sperm bank would happen. It's like, hey, balding at 30, overweight, a history of ailments. Yeah, no, that's going to be the prime sperm sample.
It'll be awesome.
Well, maybe there's a girl out there that wants all that stuff.
Hey, you never know.
True, if there's a girl who wants to pop out a little H. John Benjamin.
they
probably want it, but they would never admit it to anybody, which is why they don't see you in real life.
Exactly.
Oh, too soon?
Too soon? Too soon?
That wasn't meant as an insult.
I know, but I'm just saying. Too soon? Too soon? No?
Trust me, that's not the worst thing I'd thrown my way on.
Oh, you've met Godzilla too?
Oh.
No. But you know, a certain.
That's right. What?
No, but the dick of a certain third Mike on Brainstew, who I'll just call King Kong, has been shown in chat quite a bit. And pretty sure he's whipped his balls out in the Brainstew studio on Ustream.
Greg's penis has spoken.
All hell.
So wait, so would just when he finished...
You're on that way too much.
When he finishes, would that be like Godzilla's fire breath?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Ask Danielle.
Well, it does burn.
Oh, and you're talking about me with the disease. You're talking about me with the
That's
disease.
So gross.
Did Greg just admit to being like Tom Hanks in the Green Mile?
Yes.
Don't worry, like once Michael Clark gets tucked in your junk, you'll be fine. John Coffey.
You son of a bitch.
I'm sorry, boss.
I'll do it, boss. Here's what he did. That's right, John Coffey. Killed the one guy who you could have had to get you off the death penalty.
Oh, man.
Sound bite. But it does burn.
Copy to new.
That should be combined with Hammy's admission to JJ.
Oh, that would be funny.
JJ, I want to suck your cock. It burns.
Greg saying,
and then put it burns. It does
it burn. Burns. That would be funny.
So
Mr. Bunky,
that.
Don't make me call in. Mr. Bunky, call us, dude. Call
us. Yeah, call in by all means. If you need the number,
is it 860?
Come on. You know it. Come on. Come on, come on.
Let's get down with the burning.
I'm typing it in the chat room as
it's
you say
860-506-5312. That's 860-506-5312. And while we're doing that, let's do this.
You people are idiots. Welcome back, dumbass. Dumbass. Got anything for that, dumbass? Well, April Fool, dumbass.
It's time for the dumbass of the week.
Dumbasses. Dumbass. You dumbasses. 300 million sperm. That's the one that got through.
Yes, it's that time. The lovely time of the show where we take all those wonderful, stupid people and, well, make fun of them even some more. It's time for the dumbass of the week. And if you have a dumbass, there's a new way to get in touch with us. First of all, 860-506-5312. That's our new studio phone number. You can give us a call anytime during the show. And, you know, if your call doesn't suck, well, we'll have you on air and make fun of you anyway. But you can also email us any type of news article or video or anything that you feel is dumbass worthy to dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com. Again, the email is dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com. And if you're watching on Ustream, it's right there. It's right down the bottom of the screen. You can't miss it. See? Number 860-506-5312. And then dumbass of the week. And then right underneath it, the email. dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com is right there. You can't miss it. Anyway, this one is one of the ones that D gave us from last week.
Yep.
Because D is awesome. And she did a lot of work the last 2 weeks, which is fantabulous. Absolutely fantabulous. Yeah, it's fantastic. Let me tell you. And actually, there's a video, but it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
Yeah, it's one of those that I'm not going to show it because, well, let's face it. I couldn't find it on YouTube. That's number one. And number two, it has to do
with... Yeah, you know, I couldn't find it on YouTube either.
It's weird. I think somebody just kind of put it together. So we are going to show the audio. Well, not show the audio, but you know, you'll hear the audio. But this is interesting because this has to do with shrimp.
Okay.
And guess where it's from? Come on.
Louisiana?
No.
Florida.
Florida.
Duh. I should have went with
Florida.
That.
Derp.
Derp. I went with that. There you go. There's should've Punchy's went. Florida. Good job, Punchy. Do it again.
Good for me.
Good Lord for you. All right.
All right.
This is Jason Laughman, and he allegedly attacks Michael Earhart with a sword
Okay.
Over Missing Shrimp.
Totally Biased goes nightly in September, only on.
And that's a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, why would we, you know, not be able to just play the video? We got to have commercials and you know, make money off of everything.
Hell yeah.
Pisses me off.
Make that money.
But here we go. This is the
Deltona, Florida man attacked his mother's boyfriend with a ninja sword and steak knives after being accused of stealing a can of shrimp.
You heard? Yeah, that's right. You heard it.
Say what?
Ninja sword and steak knives.
Because being accused of stealing shrimp is serious business.
It is.
It really is.
Who knows? Maybe she was a zombie. Right? You know, you watch The Walking Dead, you see what Michonne's doing.
Hey, Michonne can behead anybody.
Exactly, because she's got a ninja sword.
Greg, do it again.
Do it again.
Greg,
do it again.
Greg, do it again.
Greg, do it again.
Greg, do it again.
Damn it! I was hoping you didn't hear the first time.
Wait, all right. First of all, your snorting is louder than, let's see.
Any of you?
No. Hammy and Punchy farting at the same time.
In stereo.
Be at the same 7.1 surround sound.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's
how loud your snorting is.
Valid point.
We're going to hear it anyway. And the best part is, all I have to say is, Greg, point, and he'll do it. It's on command. I love it. So anyway, let's go on here.
Florida, I salute you. You truly are our nation's capital of crazy.
No shit.
Yeah, no, what did the thousands of other stories not tell him that?
No. I mean, most of our dumbasses just come from Florida.
They just happen to come from Florida. It's a coincidence.
Yeah. Quinky dink.
Quinky dink. By the way, D, if you're on 60M420, then ask him about Quinky dink.
When, tonight?
Yeah.
That'd be
okay.
Cool.
Screw that, I'm going to bed.
Oh, Greg was so mad at me last week because I was up at I was on the show last week and he like came through the door. He's like, "You're still awake?" Like, I was keeping him awake, but I was just having so much fun on the show. I woke up, I was wide awake. I was like, you know what? I haven't called into them. I haven't really listened to them. They were cracking me up.
That's 360 on 420. Sundays and Thursdays from when? Midnight to when?
Midnight to three.
Basically, whenever JJ decides to stop.
Yeah, pretty much.
Midnight to three.
Like, officially, three, but whenever JJ decides to stop.
Makes sense. Does make sense. All right, let's go on here.
It all started when Michael Earhart, 52, accused Jason Loftman, 34, of stealing a can of shrimp from his kitchen. In a classic, "You're not my real dad" moment, Jason and Michael got into a heated argument and decided to step outside to settle things. They shouted for a bit, and Michael went inside to cool off.
To cool off.
Apparently not cool off enough.
Apparently involves getting a sword and knives.
Yeah. Let's go on.
Oh, Michael, you're forgetting something. This is Florida, Jack. There is no cooling off. It's way too hot for that.
All right. First of all, I want to
punch him in the face for saying that.
Take a baseball bat and hit this guy because, my God.
That's like one of your pet peeves, like when we read something and they have those dumb puns.
I hate that.
Can I get the Twitter name of him so I can online bully him?
So you can online bully him?
Be a star.
Be a star.
I see your forehead.
It really pisses me off when people do that. It really does. I hate that. Just deliver the damn news.
That's when Jason went code red, and we ain't talking Mountain Dew.
Oh my God.
Oh,
what a punny asshole.
All right.
Boom goes the dynamite. Here we go.
Okay. Nope. All right. Let's see if I can get through
Captain
this.
Hawajimi.
Let's see if I can get through this without ripping this guy's freaking job.
Shrimp thieving rage, Jason grabbed his ninja sword because what 34-year-old doesn't have one of those?
Exactly. I'm turning 33. I don't have a ninja sword.
That's a valid point.
Yeah, that was funny.
But goddamn, I want one. I do. I want one. I want it.
Who doesn't want a ninja sword?
And you know what? He's not even saying it right. It's not a ninja sword. It's a katana.
Yeah, okay, someone got a little more geeked out.
Thank you for proving the reporter's point.
Hello, we're all geeks.
I'm a mid-level geek.
Yeah, we are.
Higher echelon.
Wait a minute. Have you ever watched Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, I was a kid.
You're a geek.
I was a kid. Doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
No, you're a geek when you start watching the cartoons when you're older, the age of 18 or 19.
I watched SpongeBob SquarePants. Thank you.
And that's my point.
So that was hilarious.
Basically, the fact that I was watching Voltron and G.I. Joe all week shows that I'm upper echelon.
There's a difference between that.
But that's also reminiscing.
No, yeah. Reminiscing is fine, but having every action figure, like my friend Ryan, when I moved him into his place in Bristol, and I go to his house, he's like, oh, I can't find a girl. I open up, he's got tins of Star Wars stuff unwrapped. Like, he's got Voltron in the package, like, 40-year-old version. I'm like, Exhibit A, Your Honor, reason why you're not getting laid. He's like, what? I'm like, you have totes. He had more totes of stuff of, like, collectibles than anything. He had Lando Calrissian wrapped like four times over, like someone was gonna rape him. And like, I was like, oh, dude.
Well, then go to Comic Con and find a nerdy chick.
I'm like, you need to.
Let me tell you, you know what? You go to Comic Con.
But he won't go to Bristol. He doesn't want to catch an STD.
But wait a minute. You go to Comic Con, I guarantee you.
You'll find a hot chick.
You'll find a hot chick who's just as nerdy, and you will get laid.
By the way, I am going to Comic Con this year for free.
What, the one in Boston?
New York.
The one just came to Connecticut. I missed that.
Wait a minute. The one in New York just happened, didn't it?
There's one in Connecticut that happened, too.
There was one in Boston, too, a couple weeks ago.
Somebody's behind the power curve.
No, New York had another one, Wizard World.
Huh. Nice.
Let's go on here.
And hacked through Michael and his mother's bedroom door. I really hope he screamed.
So he pulled The Shining.
Got it. Makes sense. All right.
That's what I'm getting out of it. He pulled The Shining.
Ooh, yeah.
Hacking through the door? I mean, come on. You got to it. That's The Shining right there.
Hacking through the door, and meanwhile, the anchor...
Walking through the hallway with the katana in hand. Gotta be.
Wherever you are.
This is what happened. Come on. You know I'm right on this.
I know.
This is my shrimp, damn it.
Shrimp busket.
Open the door.
That was scary.
But we're not done. Little pig. Little pig.
I can't get out.
I guarantee.
Get it out.
I'm telling you, this is what happened.
Quick.
No joke.
Little pigs.
See?
Little pigs. Let me come in.
Jack Nicholson has best.
Not by the hair on your chinny chin chin. Then I'll huff. I'll blow your house.
I mean, come on.
That's, I agree.
This is what the guy is saying.
Here's Jason.
Oh, my God. I want to.
So you're saying you don't want to have this guy on the show?
Never.
Are you sure?
I want to kick his ass.
I'm glad this one gave you the Eric Fluster factor.
After chopping the door in half, Michael and Jason's mother calmed him down just enough to downgrade his katana to some steak knives.
That's awesome.
What?
How do you calm someone down to the point where they get rid of the sword for steak knives?
Which he proceeded to throw at Michael. Shrimp, a katana, and steak knives? Does he work at Benihana?
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad I found
this.
Got
to be my best friend. Oh, there it goes. There she goes.
Because I just know how pissed off Matt's getting right now.
I know. It's funny. I'm in suit.
Like, I can feel his anger.
You can steal it.
What, at this newscaster? I think I have anger at this guy, too. He just... Stop with the puns. Please.
Luckily, Michael was good enough at dodging knives to place a memorable 911 call packed with highlights. The first was the...
Where are the highlights? Don't tell it. Air it! Air it!
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Just air the damn highlights! Don't frickin'... Ugh!
The issue of physical description.
What is he wearing, sir? Just a pair of pants. Same as me. Tattooed up.
That's right. He's wearing the pants in the family. Mm-hmm.
Just a couple of pants, guys, just like ready. Me, tattooed up. Hashtag dead babies.
Just trying to do my show, guys. Just trying to do my show.
Kill each other over a can of shrimp. The next highlight occurred when Michael was asked to spell Jason's last name.
What is his name? Jay. Jay what? Rothman. Can you spell the last name for me? No.
Does he sound like...
No.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Let's go on.
Any powers to anyone else? Lofman was arrested on aggravated assault charges. Being diabetic, he blamed the attack on his blood sugar.
Wow. Are you...
The fuck?
Oh. Come on, Jason. Hey, maybe you should have eaten that can of shrimp you stole and we could have avoided this whole thing.
You're not Daniel Tosh! Shut up!
Oh, God, don't kill me.
Oh, God, this guy's the worst.
That was horrible.
You're the worst around. No one's ever gonna let you down.
Bring you up. You're the worst around.
Oh, my God.
Oh. It is like a sweatshop in here, man. Oh,
I am breaking out into a sweat, guys. Dude, I am so pissed right now.
I'm breaking out a sweat because I feel like I should be making sneakers in your studio
right now. And it rained just before, and the humidity just got so much
my
worse.
My balls right now are like the stank that's probably coming off of them is probably like classified as an NBC like chemical weapon maybe, and we can just drop it on Syria. I mean, oops. I mean, not drop it on Syria. That'd be wrong.
Oh, God.
Too soon? Never.
Never
so
too soon.
So you like to hang out in Matt's studio, sweaty balls?
Yes. Yeah. Would you like would you like my sweaty balls?
No.
I would, actually.
All right.
All right.
Are they vanilla salty balls?
They're very salty. Very salty.
As you can tell, the people that are a part of this story are dumbasses.
But the real dumbass.
But the real dumbass is the guy trying to be freaking funny. When all I want to do is take a baseball bat and beat the living shit out of the guy.
Yeah, but he got to you. That's the whole point, probably. He wants to get to you.
I don't care!
Look at you. You're flustering worse than Eric's ever done on air.
There's a right way to do things and a wrong way to do things. And I'm sorry, your freaking puns were so goddamn awful that my 3-year-old niece can do a lot better than that.
All right, was this worse than Ben Affleck being Batman?
Yeah, I would have to say. I'm just saying.
Come on, we're internet puns. Ben Affleck is Batman. Come on, let's not to get this out of proportion.
It's not good enough.
Come on, man.
I'm gonna put in chat what I'm just picturing Sully wanting to do to this guy right now.
Beating up the facts from office space. I love it. So that's our dumbass of the week. If you have a dumbass, by all means, send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com. And, you know,
make less work for me. I hate working.
We might just use it for the show. So, yeah. Time to get out of here. Adam, go for it.
All right, you can catch me at PatriotPride80 on Twitter. That'll be it.
That'll be it?
Yeah.
That'll be it. PatriotPride80 on Twitter. That's it.
That's it.
Daniel, go for it.
You can find me on Twitter at... What am I? Thank you. Dewey, wow, I had a brain fart. And wow. Then Greg's at Tex is not cool.
That's right. Tex is not cool.
My brain sharded.
Punchy, go for it.
Heel Punchy on Twitter at Black Punchy on Twitter. September 5th, you know my shows.
Yes, what is it? 360 on 420, Brain Stew to Nerd Hour, and he's been helping us out, so you know, pretty cool. He's the MLR slut. Yeah, he really right. is. He's the MLR slut. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter. Go to twitter.com/TheSullyShow. You can also follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheSullyShow. Make sure you go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. You can download the audio of the show. You can also check out my YouTube channel, Accidental Punch Productions, which you'll be able to see the full show. Don't forget, follow JT at JT Hollis and, of course, the JT Hollis fan page. And, yeah, I think that's about it. We're here live every Sunday from noon to 2. Have a happy Labor Day. We will not be here next week. We'll do a best of show. I actually found the prank call that Dee and Greg did from last June. So
nice.
We'll be putting that in there. Hope everybody has a great week. Enjoy the rest of your holiday. We'll see you next time.
Here you guys, I'm getting in.
You're listening to The Sully Show.
They got the mustard.
They got the mustard.
Screw you guys. I have albino chickens.